Black Americans used computing to promote their culture, while others used technology to silence them. In the 1970s, a group of black tech fans put black people, content, and culture at the forefront of the internet's growth. They started in the mid-1970s and 1980s and kept going through the rise of the World Wide Web in the 1990s and the dot-com bust of the early 2000s. Even though the internet wasn't made for them, these entrepreneurs, engineers, and activists used it to promote their interests, shaping modern digital black activism. The second black software story is about the committeemen. These were big names from the government, schools, and companies who were called upon by the government to create computer systems to monitor and control black Americans after racial unrest in the 1960s. This led to changes in how law enforcement worked, making it even more focused on race and contributing to tough policing in minority neighborhoods. Black Americans asserted a presence in computing by the mid-1970s and 1980s. In the 1980s, a group of black tech supporters started using their skills to benefit from the growing computer field. People like William Murrow, an IBM technician, used their IBM knowledge to help themselves and their community. Historically black colleges like Clemson University in South Carolina also played a role in educating black engineers like Derrick Brown. By the mid-1980s, Clemson was producing many of the country's black engineering graduates. Derrick Brown and William Murrow were early African-American tech enthusiasts who developed computing tech and online networks to help black people connect. By the early 1990s, Murrow later founded Boston's largest black-owned computer store, while Brown started the first black internet search directory, Universal Black Pages, at Georgia Tech. Kamal Al-Mansour, a West Coast lawyer, founded AfroLink Software in 1989, offering history programs, clip art, games, and language programs focusing on African culture. By 1994, AfroLink was making nearly $1 million per year. AfroNet blocked racist trolls in the 80s. In the 1980s, new technologies paved the way for a significant development, the Vanguard. During the 1990s, they spearheaded a movement to elevate black voices in the internet boom. This era saw the rise of dial-up bulletin boards like ARPANET, FidoNet, Usenet, and BBS, enabling file sharing and messaging on computers. These platforms became vital for black individuals to connect with others like them. By the early 1990s, a network of black bulletin board systems, BBS, emerged as AfroNet, uniting black communities nationwide. Ken Onwuere, AfroNet's founder, originally from Nigeria and now living in America, envisioned AfroNet as a guardian of the burgeoning black online community. By 1994, AfroNet had expanded its reach across North America, linking diverse groups of black people from the southern United States to Canada. Brown, Murrow, Al-Mansour, and Onwuere were among the many black voices contributing to the Vanguard. 1980s computer messaging boards led to the 1990s World Wide Web. In 1994, AOL was the top internet service provider in the USA. They wanted to expand their web portal and put a lot of money into NetNoir, an online portal focusing on Afrocentric culture. NetNoir was part of AOL's subscription service and offered a way for people to explore black culture online. It was founded by E. David Ellington, a lawyer, and Malcolm Castle, who was an expert in bulletin board systems from MIT and Stanford. NetNoir became popular because it allowed people to connect with others in new ways. By the end of the 1990s, though, web portals like AOL couldn't control the growing number of voices on the open internet anymore. Then, in the 2000s, there was a dot-com bust, and AOL's influence declined. This also led to a decrease in black presence on the web for over 10 years. Civil rights and computer tech rose in the 1960s. During the 1960s, influential institutions like MIT and IBM took advantage of the computing revolution to suppress black uprisings in the United States. While MIT and IBM were at the forefront of early personal computing, they did not support the civil rights movement. This meant that many black Americans did not benefit from the technological advances of that time. MIT focused on training future technology leaders without considering black people, using recruitment practices that excluded them and discouraging civil rights activism. At the government's request, influential figures used computer technology to reinforce policing's racial biases. After the 1965 Los Angeles Watts riots, President Lyndon Johnson created the Commission on Law Enforcement and the Administration of Justice to tackle the country's crime problem. The government asked the Commission's Task Force on Science and Technology to use scientific knowledge to improve law enforcement. The task force recommended that the federal government should assist in developing computer systems for policing. IBM was chosen to help create software and data processing applications for storing and sharing information, processing fingerprints, and deploying personnel more efficiently. This included the idea of a national database for tracking and sharing crimes among law enforcement agencies. Congress then provided billions of dollars to local and state law enforcement agencies to build automated criminal justice information systems. Unfortunately, these systems have worsened the policing issues in minority neighborhoods. Kansas City's alert to allow police to racially profile and target suspects. In 1968, the Kansas City Police Department introduced Alert 2, a system that followed nearly all the recommendations made by the Crime Commission. Alert 2 allowed police to keep records, create profiles, monitor, track, and target criminal suspects, with race being a key factor. It also allowed law enforcement agencies to share information. By the early 1970s, Kansas City Police used IBM Systems software to analyze, map, and predict crime. Alert 2 became the model for law enforcement information systems across the country. By 1970, IBM contractors and hardware had created hundreds of such systems, at least one in every district, territory, and state in the United States. These systems made it easier for police to surveil and target Black people in cities. Throughout the 1970s, police, corrections, and courts used many criminal justice information systems, contributing to the disproportionate and increasing rates of minorities being incarcerated. Black digital networking and coercive computerized policing led to the birth of Black Lives Matter in 2012. The Black Lives Matter movement succeeded because of many different online groups. These included activists, government officials, journalists, and others who shared important content on platforms like Twitter to bring people together and make them act. They used computers and software to avoid being watched by the government. Using digital tools developed from earlier Vanguard achievements, they organized a national ride to Missouri to support protests after the death of Ferguson teenager Mike Brown. When a grand jury decided not to charge the police officer involved, Black Americans united under hashtag Black Lives Matter. This movement became the largest push for racial justice in the U.S. since the 1960s. Key points. 1. Black Americans used computers to share their culture, while others used technology to stop them. 2. In the 1970s and 1980s, Black tech fans helped Black culture grow online. 3. After racial unrest in the 1960s, the government worked with tech experts to watch and control Black Americans more closely. 4. Black people started using computers in the 1970s and 1980s. People like William Morrow and Derrick Brown made a big difference. 5. AfroNet started in the 1980s and helped Black communities connect online. 6. In the 1990s, the internet grew. Platforms like AOL and NetNoir helped Black people learn about Black culture online. 7. Black Lives Matter started in 2012. They used the internet to bring people together and demand fair treatment for Black people.